Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Now, I don't know who I'm talking to you right now, but I know God wants me to say this to you. You may feel like giving up. Don't. Don't. God is in control, and He is going to write the final chapter of your life. This is not the end of your story. And Galatians 6:9 says, let us not get tired of doing what is right. For after a while, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Well, today we bring Rick's brand new series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks to a Close. We are so glad that you've joined us for this encouraging series. And if you have a friend in mind who needs these teachings, be sure to invite them with a text or phone call right now to listen along with you. In a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get the complete audio for this great series. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called When No One Understands Your Goal.
Genesis chapter 6. Verse 17 to 18, God says this, Noah, I'm going to send a flood that will destroy everything that breathes, and nothing's going to be left alive. But I solemnly promise, this is God's promise, and this is what Noah put his faith in. I solemnly promise that you and your wife and your sons and your daughters-in-law will be kept safe in the boat. Noah is not afraid of a worldwide flood because when God is near, you lose your fear. What are you afraid of? What's been putting you in knots? What's been scaring you to death? What's caused you to be anxious? What's caused you to be sleepless at night? What just tightens your stomach into a knot? Many of you have been living in fear. That has got to end now. You've got to stop listening to the voices of doubt and anxiety and fear and start listening to the voice of God by walking with God, by getting near to God. And when He's near, you lose your fear. Now, there's a third choice that Noah made, and you're going to have to make this choice too if you're going to have the comeback from your setbacks. This third choice is the only way you're going to make it to the finish line, that you're going to fulfill the vision, the dream, the purpose that God created you for. Here it is. Just like Noah, I must do exactly what God tells me to do. Now, Noah doesn't just hear God's word, he obeys it. He obeys it. He does exactly whatever God tells him to do. He obeys God's word. And this is the third key to fulfilling your mission in life. Hebrews 11, verse 7, second part of the verse says this, Noah obeyed God, and he built a large boat to save his family. That's the New Century Version. So what I'm saying here is that I must not only do what God tells me to do, I must do it the exact way that He tells me to do it. And I've got to do it at the exact time that He wants me to do it. Timing, methodology, I've got to do it. What He wants me to do, when He wants me to do it, how He wants me to do it, I do it exactly the way He wants. Partial obedience is disobedience. This is the third key to Noah's life. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 14 to 22, God tells Noah this, Noah, I want you to build a boat from cypress wood and seal it with tar inside and out. He's giving him very specific details. And he said, it tells you the wood and how he's put tar on the inside out. He said, then build decks and stalls throughout its interior. And he said, I want you to make this boat 450 feet long. I want you to make it 75 feet wide. I want you to make it 45 feet high. He tells the exact specifications. He says, at the top, I want you to leave an 18-inch opening airspace all the way around the boat, just below the roof. That way, hot air can get out and cool air can get in. And he says, then put three decks inside the boat and put one door on the side. And then he says, I want you to include a male and female pair of every kind of animal that I bring to your boat. to keep alive during the worldwide flood. And remember, take enough food for your family and for all your animals. Now notice, here's the important line. Then Noah did everything exactly as God commanded him. This is why we're talking about Noah today. This is why you're alive. If Noah had not done everything exactly as God had commanded him, you wouldn't be listening right now because the human race wouldn't be here. So thank you, Mr. Noah, for doing everything exactly as God commanded. If he had not done everything exactly as God commanded, partial obedience, as I said, is disobedience. And we wouldn't be here. Now, in your own life, at whatever stage of journey in your life you're in, you may be at the very beginning, you may be near toward the end, or you may be in the middle. But at any stage of your life, you're going to be tempted to cut corners. You're going to be tempted to take shortcuts. You're going to be tempted to do the easy thing, to take the easy way out, to skimp a little here, to skip a step, to fudge a little. And God will say, I want you to do these things. And you go, well, I'll do it, but I just want to do it my way. And in your mind, you're going to think that you know better than God. You're going to go, Lord, I think I could reach my goal faster my way than your way. And that's fatal. That is a tempting shortcut. That's the third thing that'll cause you to miss your purpose and God's plan in life. Lord, I think I could reach my goal faster my way than your way. Have you been trying to do that? Trying to accomplish what you want to accomplish in life your way rather than God's way? I mean, can you imagine Noah saying to God, excuse me, Lord, let's have a little talk here. Are all these animals really necessary? Do we really need all of them on board? Why don't we forget some of these animals? By the way, I would have been just happy if he had left mosquitoes off the ark. In Genesis chapter 7, verses 1 to 5, we find the exact same phrase a second time where it says Moses did exactly what God told him to do. God says this about him twice in the Bible, that he just didn't do what God told him to do. He did it exactly as God told him to do. Genesis 7, verse 1 to 5. Finally, the day came when the Lord said to Noah, now get into the boat with all your family, and now take along, notice, 7 pair of each of the animals that I've approved for eating. They had to have something to eat while they're on board. Take 7 pairs of each of the animal I've approved for eating and sacrifice, along with 1 pair of each of all the other animals. And he says, also, I want you to take 7 pair, not just 1 pair, 7 pair of male and female birds, pairs of every kind of bird. And again, Noah did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. So twice we're told that he's not skimping, he's not skipping steps, he's not taking shortcuts. You cannot take tempting shortcuts and reach the goal God has for your life. Now you say, what are you talking about, Rick? A tempting shortcut. Well, it could be a moral shortcut. God wants me to be happy, so I'm going to divorce this person and marry that person. That's a moral shortcut. It could be an ethical shortcut. Well, everybody else cheats at work, so I'm going to cheat at work. It could be a financial shortcut. And it's, you're not really honest here or there. You're not tithing. You think, I'm going to use God's money. The money that God says give back to him, to honor him. I'm going to keep it myself. That's a shortcut. And you're going to lose on that one. You need to be tithing. Maybe a relational shortcut. And you're tempted to do something faster than the right way to do it. And you say, well, you're going to go to bed with him before you get married. You know, Lord, I think we could get to my goal quicker than my way. Quicker my way. Shortcuts, friends, are usually short-sighted. And they often point you in the wrong direction. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, it says, Noah consistently followed God's will. That's why God blessed him. Would you like God's blessing on your life? Then you need to be like Noah. Consistently follow God's will. Not, well, I'll pick and choose what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it in everything. I will obey God's will. Genesis 6, verse 9, that second part of the verse. Noah always tried to conduct his affairs according to God's will. What a great verse. You might want to write that one out. God, I want to conduct my affairs according to your will. Now, let's just put you in Noah's shoes right now. What if God came to you one day and said, I want you to build a giant ship, a battleship, an ark? Don't you think you might have some questions and you might want to take some shortcuts? I mean, I can think of a lot of questions that Noah might ask. First, if God came to me and it had never rained on earth, my first question would be, what's flood? What's flood? You say you're going to flood the world. Well, I don't know what a flood is. We know that Earth had some kind of tropical climate because the fossils show that, and that their atmosphere changed, and now we have, you know, animals and human beings live shorter lives. Second, I would ask, so, okay, Lord, how do you build an ark? There's no Home Depot for the lumber. I'm going to go have to literally cut it all down, find forest and cut it all down. And then, okay, how am I going to get this boat to the water? Because Noah lives about 100 miles or hundreds of miles from the nearest ocean, okay? So how am I going to get the boat to water? And then, God, how are you going to turn all this around and round up all the animals? Well, if God created the world, he can do anything. A lot of people think that this is such an unbelievable story. Well, God could do anything. If God created a universe, he can bring all the animals together. He can do whatever he wants to do. But Noah doesn't argue. Noah doesn't complain. He does everything exactly as God says. And he says, whatever you say, Lord. His faith was incredible because the request was incredible. Again, Noah did everything exactly as God commanded him. If you will make this the goal of your life, I'm going to do everything God asked me to do exactly as God asked me to do. God blesses that kind of person. God blesses people who follow directions even when it doesn't make sense. Question, what has God asked you to do and it doesn't make sense? Forgive somebody. Take a different job, start tithing, go share your faith with somebody that you're scared to death to share your faith with. Faith is obeying God even when I don't understand why. Now, there's a fourth choice that Noah took, Noah made, and you're going to have to make this choice too if you're going to fulfill the life that God intended for you to have.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for being with us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you're enjoying this series and today's message, but can't really dive into it because you've got a long day in the office ahead of you, kids to pick up, or meals to cook, then let us send you a copy of this entire series. That way, you can listen from start to finish or just a little at a time, whenever it's best for you. You can even go back and listen over and over to your favorite messages. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll give you the choice of either a CD box set or downloadable high-quality MP3s. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Thanks so much. There's only one day left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
If you're going to fulfill the life that God intended for you to have, number four. I must never give up on the dream that God gives me. I must never give up on the dream God gives me. If anybody had the right to be discouraged because it took so long, the project was taking so long, it was Noah. As I said, it took at least 80 years to build the ark. The Bible tells us that the door to the ark closed. He got in the ark and closed the door exactly 120 years after God told him to build it. Would you be able to maintain enthusiasm for a project that took you 120 years and nobody else in the world believed in and everybody else criticized and made fun of? Could you handle that kind of opposition? You see, the reason why most people don't succeed in life is short-term thinking. They give up too soon. They don't sustain it over the long haul. And often, as I said a couple weeks ago, it's in the middle of your life that you want to give up, and it determines whether you're going to end successfully or not. Do not give up. See, culture says live only for today. Bible says think about eternity. Think about your future. I want you to write this down. Everything takes longer than I think. All right? Everything takes longer than I think. I'm sure Noah faced loneliness and fatigue in how long it was taking to reach his goal. And yet he's a model of patience and persistence and determination. Why? Because of his faith in God. Hebrews 11:7, Noah trusted God. Do you do that? When things don't look like they're going to happen, when you're in the middle of the journey, when you can't see either end, when he heard about God's warning about the future, Noah believed him, even though there was no sign of a flood. What is it in your life that you see no sign of, but God has told you and promised you it's going to happen? Are you going to give up? Or are you going to keep trusting? For 42,001 days, Noah had one goal: fulfill my destiny. And I bet on many of those 42,001 days, Noah didn't feel like going to work. And he comes home every night, and Mrs. Noah says, "Well, how was work, honey?" Same place, same thing. Nobody else is noticing. Everybody else ignores him. Or if they do notice, they criticize him. But he never gave up. Now, I don't know who I'm talking to you right now, but I know God wants me to say this to you. You may feel like giving up. Don't. Don't. God is in control, and he is going to write the final chapter of your life. This is not the end of your story. It may be the end of a chapter, but it's not the end of your story. And Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not get tired of doing what is right, for after a while we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up." But did you know that the ark is actually a symbol of salvation in Christ? Because just like the ark, in the ark, Noah and his family was saved from destruction. In Christ, we are saved from destruction by being in Christ. Noah was saved by being in the ark. The ark for you is Jesus Christ. How was Noah saved? Same way as everybody else, by grace through faith. Did you know that the first mention of grace in the Bible is Noah's story? Hebrews 11:7 says, "By faith, Noah showed the world that the world was wrong." Noah showed that the world was wrong, and he became one of those who was made right with God through faith. Faith in God's grace. And Genesis 6:8 says this, King James Version, "Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." That's the first mention of grace in the Bible. Chapter 6 of the Bible, grace is mentioned. People were saved in the Old Testament the same way we are in the New Testament, by grace through faith. Have you found and accepted that grace? It's the only way you're going to be saved too. It's the only way you're going to get to heaven. Friend, this is the only way you will be saved. Just like Noah, by grace through faith. You must put your faith in God's grace. You don't earn it. You don't deserve it. You just accept that gift of God's love and forgiveness. And you need to do it today. You know, at Saddleback Church, we have what we call the peace plan. Promote reconciliation, plant churches, E, equip ethical leaders, A, assist the poor, C, care for the sick, and E, educate the next generation. But our peace plan has never been to save the world. Our peace plan is to make sure that everyone in the world knows there is a Savior. And that is Jesus Christ. God is looking for people to use. Would you let him use you? Would you let him fulfill his destiny, the destiny that he has for you? If you want to fulfill your destiny in life, you've got to do what Noah did. You've got to make the choices that Noah made. Let's bow our heads. Let me pray for you. You know, Father, I know that in our broken culture today, you're looking for men and women who will choose rightly, like Noah did, and will choose to trust you, will choose to obey you, will choose to do exactly what you tell them to do, will choose to ignore the critics and to go the opposite of the way culture is going. May our family, Saddleback family, be filled with people like that. Now I want to invite you to pray. So whether you're listening to me sitting in a chair in the service or on the internet or on the radio or wherever, I want you to just say these words in your heart. Say, Dear God, I want to be the kind of person like Noah who brings a smile to your face. You said that Noah brought you pleasure. I want my life to bring you pleasure. And I want my faith to be strong to the finish, to make it to the end. I want to fulfill the destiny that you have for my life. Dear God, please forgive me for all the times I've worried about what other people think. And I've listened to the voices of doubt rather than the voice of God. Give me the courage to be different so that I can fulfill your destiny for my life. I want to get near to you so I can hear you and no longer fear you or anybody else. And in the days ahead, I want to do exactly what you tell me to do with my life. Even when it doesn't make sense, God, I want to trust you. And Lord, when I'm tired and I'm discouraged, help me to be like Noah and never, never give up, but to keep your dream for my life in my focus. Father, I want to thank you for these who've prayed this prayer, and I ask that you fill them with confidence and fill them with courage, and may this next week, the days ahead, be filled with new vitality, new energy, new enthusiasm, as we refocus on your plan rather than the pressures around us in society. And I pray this blessing on all who are listening in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. But first, we want to let you know that if you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. If you'd like to have the complete audio for this great series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks, contact us today. You'll get all 8 messages in their entirety, either on CD or downloadable broadcast quality MP3s. Now you can take Rick's teaching to work, the gym, to the beach, wherever you go. When you contact us, be sure to ask for the audio series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks. Right now, here's Rick to tell you more.
Now I want to send these messages to you just to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. And by the way, let me know that you're praying for this ministry. Write me. I love to get stories from you. It's such a blessing to know that you're supporting this ministry in prayer. God bless you.
Call 800-600-5004 to get yours. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get in on this great opportunity, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.